Michelle Reinen is joining us this morning. She is the administrator for the state's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always great to be here.
Well, here we are in May, and we have a new bunch of things to talk about. One of the things we wanted to get started on has to do with payment by barcode. What can you tell us about that, Michelle?
Yeah, this is newer in our state. It's the scammers have been using this for a couple of years, but we hadn't really seen it here until recently. And what it is consumers reporting this new payment method. This usually involves the scammer impersonating a trusted organization, making up a reason why the consumer owes them money, but then they're sending them a barcode by text or email. That consumer is told to take this barcode to one of several well-known and legitimate retail stores, scan it at a payment kiosk or checkout aisle, and then make that necessary payment. So this type of transaction, it can be used for legitimate purposes, like to load cash into digital wallets or cryptocurrency accounts like a Cash App, PayPal, or eCash. But when a scammer uses it, it transfers the consumer's money directly into an account that's controlled by that scammer. And so this is an easy, convenient way to quickly pay a bill, according to the scammer, but it's really just a lie. And once that consumer pays that money and does that scanning of the barcode, that transaction can't be reversed, and the scammer has that money.
Wow. They'll use just about anything to separate you from your money, huh?
Absolutely. They will go to any lengths. I mean, they pretend to be calling from the government or local and law enforcement agency, a well-known business. But where we've seen this circulate already in our state is through utility companies. So making those fake bills, putting those scare tactics in place, high pressure to act quickly in order to keep your utilities, your heat going. And with this crazy weather we're having this spring, we certainly still need that temperature control in our residence. So hoping if we can get the word out that consumers will avoid this payment method and see this as a red flag.
Okay. Next, we move on to violations of the Do Not Call Registry. And in particular, this had to do with following a storm damage?
Absolutely. So we've had a lot of recent severe weather damage in Wisconsin throughout the state. And we really want to remind consumers that have their phone numbers on the Do Not Call list. When a business calls you and they offer you an appointment or a free demonstration, a survey, an evaluation, or an estimate of roofs, windows, sidings, these are all considered schemes that is tied to a solicitation of goods and services, and they're not allowed to be made, those phone calls, to consumers who are on the Do Not Call registry. And so we are hoping that consumers who receive these calls that have their number on the registry will make sure that they report them to consumer protection, because a business should be following the Do Not Call law, and they shouldn't be making those sales calls to consumers who are on the list.
All right. So what number should they call, or what website should they visit to report this?
Absolutely. Go to Consumer Protection's hotline at 800-422-7128 to report those phone calls. You can file a fast-track complaint directly on our website at datcp.wi.gov. And if someone's wondering if their number's on the list or not, or want to be sure that their number is on the Do Not Call registry, they can go to nocall.wi.gov, or they can call the registry's phone number at 888-382-1222.
Very good. Well, I noticed over the weekend that it is now officially garage and yard sale season. Maybe you've got some advice for those that are trying to pick up a bargain at one of these events?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that everyone is considering safety as part of those great deals that they're finding on unique merchandise, or it's just those things they have to have multiples of and are looking for those deep discounts. Safety is really important to be sure you don't introduce hidden hazards, those items that could potentially be outdated and no longer safe, or that are recalled by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission for some reason or another. Maybe they've started fires or have pinching hazards or cut hazards as well. But when you are garage sale shopping, look, really examine an item and look at it if it has an electrical cord. Is there damage to the cord or the plug? Do you see exposed wires? If you have children in the household, if you're looking at a toy, does it have chipping paint? This could be a sign of a lead hazard. If it has small parts, fits through a toilet paper tube roll, then that could potentially be a choking hazard. Those sharp edges could be dangerous for little fingers, and it's really hard to see any flammable materials that could introduce a fire hazard. But again, recalls are something that you can examine while you are at that garage sale as well by having your smartphone and going directly to SaferProducts.gov, their website for the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. It's a searchable database of all the recalled products by brand or by product type. And if you are really zeroing in on a particular product that you're looking for, maybe you're looking for extra baby bouncers to have at grandma's house or something, you can print those out ahead of time and have them with you so you can just quickly examine the item and make sure it's not recalled.
Well, that's good advice because, you know, you have those people out there who are DIYers and they look at something and they go, well, I could work on that, but it might not be safe to work on, right?
Absolutely. Think of old, outdated cribs. The safety standard for cribs, because of the study of incidents involving babies, has completely changed. And so you want to make sure that if you're a do-it-yourselfer, that you're not just altering an old crib and making it safe for today type situation. You know, if you're buying that old crib, maybe you're using it as a trellis for the tomatoes instead. But being sure that you're not introducing that to a child who can't help itself.
All right. And if people want to know anything more about scams or consumer protection, they should go to your website.
Absolutely. datcp.wi.gov. If you need something sent out to you or you just have a question, call the hotline at 800-422-7128.
Michelle, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.